Hello, adventurers and friends. Welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue the Extinction Curse. A recap of Session 12. After successfully clearing the demons out of the Church of Abadar, we find a banker/priest who is pretty fucked up. We heal him, seems demons are working with the Blessed Lightning Druid bitches. We contemplate stealing from the church, change our minds, and put it all back. We make sure the priest is okay. He tells us of more monsters in the crypt, of course. There's also some books he wants. We heal up and go to the crypt, which is actually a mausoleum. There's three asshole demons in there, but the dice are in our favor, and they die like assholes.
Well done. Cleared out the mausoleum. Robbed the dead people. Well, sorry, robbed the demons who robbed the dead people. Semantics, yeah. Right? Whatever.
I think we still need to go see Mayor Aber.
This is super metagaming, but I think we need to check the other mausoleum. But there's no, like, interior, so it's probably clear.
There's nothing in there. Totally metagaming.
I thought that was a greenhouse or something, but I think you're right. Never mind, it is...
But no, I'm with you. I don't care. There's nothing there. We'll waste our time.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go see Mayor Aber.
Can we call this a fucking day? Jesus.
After we go see Mayor Aber.
We're a little after 6 now, right? Yeah, let's go talk to the freaking mayor.
After 7 now. It would be 7:20, I think, actually.
Okay. Yeah, let's go talk to the mayor.
You head over to the mayor's house. Go and knock on the door. Mayor Aber opens up the door. He goes, "Ah! Hello, all. Please, come in.
I do.
Can I get you something to drink?
Yes.
Tea?
No.
Oh, okay. Tea for anyone? Anyone? Tea?
A nightcap, please.
Sorry, I don't keep ale at my house of residence, actually.
That's all right. I like anything with alcohol, don't
it? I actually don't keep alcohol in my place of residence.
I leave. I'll let you guys handle this. I'm gone. I go back to the camp.
Kestrel just like, fuck it.
I follow Kestrel.
Oh, goodness. That was sudden.
I go outside the door and I hang outside the door and I like, I do one of these things where I pretend like I'm walking off. Stomp my feet quiet. And then I just hang by the door and listen in because never split the party. But I want him to think I've left.
He kind of like, bye. Oh, okay. Hello again, Moonlight. And
if I think he didn't get the point, I'd do it again.
odd, but still getting used to the circus folk here. So colorful. Jebediah, correct? Yes.
What's up, dude?
Hey, yeah, sir. How can I help you?
Why am I at the front of this conversation?
You, Moonlight, Jebediah, Kestrel just walked out, and
what's Sinatra up, dude?
As well. So
we've purged the church.
The church? What's wrong with the church?
Oh, lots of nasties.
Nasties in the church.
Centipede the size of a halfling.
What? That's terrifying.
A bunch
gross.
Of Padames.
Hold on. Is the father okay? Nellen. Is Nellen okay?
Does he have a key around his neck?
Yes, Nellen. I would imagine he generally doesn't take his holy symbol off, so yes.
He's sleeping?
Oh.
I think we sent him home.
Yes, we put him to bed. He needed to recover.
We put him down.
I was going to say, is this some sort of circus metaphor for he's dead now that I'm not quite fully understanding?
We put him to his eternal bed.
What do you take us for? Jeez.
I try not to have any expectation of you after some of my previous encounters with you, so...
You mean how we saved your town 7 times?
What else? Yeah, I forgot about 7 that. Times, really?
Yeah, and then there was the Vipers, there was the...
The Vipers were attacking your circus, not my town.
Your circus is pretty damn close to your town. Yeah. They're coming for you next.
Look, Nellen's okay, correct?
Melon?
Nellen.
Oh, yeah, he's good. I mean, Nellen's he's rough, but...
He's okay. Good. Well, thank you. I will make sure to go check with him in the morning. What... I don't understand. Normally, I would go to the sheriff for these sorts of things. What's happening? Do we know who's responsible for all the demons? And
bad people, for sure.
Well, I mean, yes.
Some of it seems to be coming from the druids.
At the Hermitage?
Yes. Some of them have been wearing their symbols.
From outside the door.
By the way, the sheriff is dead.
Oh, yeah.
I think we mentioned that already. We have talked to him recently.
Oh, my bad.
I just find it really hard to believe. You found symbols of Gazrod and the gray robes and everything?
Yes.
I'm
trying to remember. The symbols were defaced, though, or something like that, right?
Yeah, they've got, like, demonic runes on them as well.
Oh, that's not good. Odd. Huh. Well, you know what? Look, I understand you've been doing a lot for us lately, and I appreciate all that you've done. Please, take care of you and your own. I will go and visit my friend at the Hermitage. Okay? I'll leave tomorrow morning. And the people could really use another show. If you want to put on another show, do that. But I'll go to the Hermitage. I'll find out what's going on there for my good friend, and just clear this whole thing.
You may want to take somebody with you.
Definitely gonna have to call into Escadar and see if I can find any spare militiamen. Yes, I think that's going to be necessary.
I don't have much faith in your the ones that were guarding the church.
We're really but simple farmers here. He's the most exciting thing that's...
And I was a simple circus freak, so...
What? That's simple? Really? Oh, boy. I mean, sorry, I mean, it sound prejudiced. It just seems that your lives are anything but simple.
They were.
I will go and go see Harlock. I'll let you know what's happening, what's going on. You just go about your days, go about your business, and have yourselves a good evening.
How about you leave us a map on how to get there in case you don't come back?
To the Hermitage?
Yes.
Like, anybody can tell you how to get to the Hermitage. I'll be fine, trust me, everything will be okay. Don't worry about it. It's just, I'm just gonna go check with Harlock. He'll explain everything, I know. It can't be. That it must be not from the Hermitage. It must be somebody else. Somebody from, I don't know, local, you know, angry druids from the woods migrating to Aberton. It has to be something else.
Okay.
Well, thank you for coming to see me.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
From outside the door.
What would you like on your tombstone?
He grimaces and he goes, it will be fine. Really, truly, it will be fine.
Please put into your will, Circus of Wayward Wonderton.
Look, please. I'm getting ready for bed. I'm sorry.
Where's our reward?
Kind of like pushes you out and closes the door. They close the door. Click.
As the door closes, Moon just like, sweet dreams.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go.
So much fun playing a circus folk.
God, it really is. I love playing like silly characters so much.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
You know, it's been really
absurdly silly.
It's been really fun doing, like, trying to like RP normal people interacting with you. Interaction. I've loved every single one of them. They've been great. Okay.
Absolutely going back and going the fuck to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the plan.
That's the conclusion all around.
We finally get to sleep.
Yes, yes, you do in fact get to sleep. You have a couple of loose ends if you want to go address them in town. There's only one that I think you guys would really care about.
In town right now?
Which would be the orchard with the boars. The boars going crazy. No, I feel like that's tonight. That's Jeb's wheelhouse.
We're not doing that tonight.
No, I'm not suggesting that you do it tonight. I'm just saying that that's really the only thing left on the agenda.
There's some loose ends that you might want to take care of. It's like, well, yeah, but not fucking right now.
Not right now. Overnight rest.
It's day 3. That means level 3.
Today is the 4th of Calistrel.
Oh, we're going to level 4. Day.
I like how Tyler just ignores us now.
Sometimes I just have to. Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's 8 a.m. You wake up in the morning. It's a bright new day. You feel refreshed.
Is it 8 a.m.?
Yes.
I feel not refreshed and half alive.
Okay.
Give me a cup of coffee in a couple hours.
And how much HP do we get for sleeping? Isn't that level plus con?
It's level times con. The professor comes up with you with a fresh pot of coffee and goes, hello, everybody. I understand that you had quite the interesting evening last night, yes?
Evening? Day? Fucking week so far? Even Moonlight's getting, like, exasperated by, like, everything that's going on. Like, what the fuck is going on?
It has been very crazy. The circus does generally tend to be a little rambunctious at times, but, you know. We think it's time to start putting on the next show. Do you all have anything else that you're doing in town? Well, I will say that Cubby mentioned that the boars were rather irritated this morning.
Yeah, we got some boars, some muggers. I think that's on the docket for today.
Yeah, tell you what, so I was talking to the bearded man, and he said he wouldn't worry too much about the muggers. They're ruffians, but they just drink at night and get a little raucous during the day. We don't think anything's gonna happen over there. At least that's his opinion. But you'll do what you want. Of course.
David, bring us the notes. What were the mugger notes?
I just put Mugger's Roadhouse.
I'll tell you. The sheriff has been known to, in kind of like, you know, it's just like a knowledge local check. Sheriff doesn't have a ton to do, so there's really one gang in town. The sheriff watches them like hawks. Something to be suspicious about when the sheriff is missing, except...
But they're doing the same thing that they always do.
They're doing the same thing they always do, and you already know what happened to the sheriff. So do with that as you will. It's really up to you.
So we know that they didn't kill the sheriff, so.
You do know that. Well, theoretically you know that.
Well, I doubt they fed them to the plant, so.
I suppose let's go take care of the boars at the orchard.
I kind of had an I had a thought.
The boars. Let's go take care of the boars.
Are you just ignoring me, Savatri, or can I get to Wood and Edgewise here?
Oh, I forgot I was going to be nice to you now, wasn't I? Okay.
Well, I think that the boars could make an interesting addition to our circus menagerie.
What?
It's up to you.
Everybody's seen boars. They're ugly.
Wild boars?
I don't know. It's just a thought. What do you have, bodies
you want to get rid of?
I was going to bring it to Jebediah.
I thought we could eat them.
I wanted bacon.
Oh, we could definitely have them for bacon, too. That's a great idea. Yes. Actually, either way, I don't care. I'm just throwing ideas out there.
It's a terrible idea. Keep it to yourself.
I don't actually eat, but, you know.
Okay, damn it.
That wasn't nice. Thank you for your input, good sir. You're very wise.
You know, I'd almost rather you just yell at me at this point. That's so patronizing. So, Sabatri, just be yourself. I'm sick of you trying to be nice to me when you're not nice to me. Just whatever.
I walk away.
All right, good. That's what I thought. Moonlight, you all, if you need anything, let me know. I'm going to start assisting all of the acts with freshening up. We could get another show in a week or so here if we start freshening up and advertising for it.
Oh, go to the mill and talk to the daughter. She's going to make us posters.
Oh? Oh, interesting. I will do just that. And he drops off, and he's been pouring everybody coffee during this time. People bring by the breakfast, and you're all left alone around here. I'm assuming you have, like, a communal fire that you all eat around together as a party. Is that a good assumption?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like as a circus, I think it's, like, all one big group to me.
That's a good point. I like that. I like that visual.
I think of it more as a... as all of us together versus, like, our party off, like, on its own.
Every day's a feast and kind of a party. That feels way more circus-like. You're right, Swanee. I agree with you. I agree. Because there's the communal fire in the middle.
No, we're off in a corner. We're the cool kids. We're on the cool table.
It's rambunctious. It's either, like, what would it be, like, cut logs that you just have upended and sitting on them with a... you know, a pewter plate and some silverware and eating whatever's for grub for the breakfast. Yeah, people are starting to stretch, juggle a little bit. The Flamboni sisters are practicing with their clubs again. Ellie and Mr. Tickles are just kind of eating and batting eyelashes at Jebediah right now. That's a really typical circus gathering meal. Ellie just bats her eyelashes at Jebediah.
She's cute AF, dude.
So, you guys gonna go take care of the boars then?
Yeah, I think that's our plan.
The advanced go kill rats mission.
That's what we're doing here.
But if it's anything like anything else in this campaign, it's boars on crack.
Boars on crack that are ready to kill you.
Demon boars or some bullshit like that.
The petrified turtle.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to do actually is I'm going to share the GM map of Aberton back to the party here. So they can get an idea of what exactly Aberton really kind of looks like. Oldland's Orchard, which is where the boars were sighted, is on the south side of town. And it's a decent-sized orchard. It's, you know, 700 feet long, 400 feet wide. For a town this size, it's perfectly fine. As you walk in through the orchard, everybody give me perception checks.
Solid as always.
19 is going to be our highest.
Moonlight gets a 19, which is the highest.
Moonlight, as you guys are coming along, you come across, there's a creek that runs through here. And you're on the west bank of this creek. There's a overturned log that crosses the creek. And on the other side, you hear little... whatever tiny boars make.
I will stop everybody and be like, I think they're ahead. Cross the creek.
The rest of you really just hear the sound of the babbling creek.
Let's approach cautiously. All right, where are these goddamn boars?
They are just on the other side of this bush over here.
They're not going to know how to use the damn bridge here, like this tree that's fallen over. Let's just range them.
There's one of them. It's a larger boar. She hasn't noticed you yet. Jeb, can you give me a nature check? Or anybody who wants to give me a nature check?
13 for Moonlight.
Jeb's not going to give me a nature check.
Yes, I am. I shouldn't.
All right. 13's all around. You can't really tell exactly why, but this mama boar looks very agitated and is kind of aggressively circling around what you think is probably the smaller boars that you're hearing, almost like pacing around the nest.
All right, Druid, it's your time to shine.
Go animal empathy this.
Actually, can I be real? Jeb shines in combat. He's by far our highest damage dealer. So, yes. Jeb, it's your time to also shine again.
Well, Turtle's going to hide in the ravine here while Jeb approaches roughly 35 feet away from the boar. This is the mama bear, you said, boar?
Yeah, mama boar.
And you said she seems agitated?
She seems agitated and is pacing back and forth in between, or in front of and around what you assume is the nest. Den, whatever boars call the place they keep their babies.
I will approach and do an animal empathy, which I believe is just deception with nothing else really applied to it.
Or is it just straight diplomacy?
I think it's a diplomacy check.
It's just diplomacy.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. But anyways, here we go. I have a hero point.
You should use it.
Yeah, little boy!
Just a 2 on the die.
A 20.
There we go. That's looking a little better. So Jeb crosses
just like,
over.
Yeah, course. It like stepping closer and closer with each moment. With my hand out, with maybe like whatever a boar would want to eat. Some berries I found.
Berries, I would think. Yeah, yeah.
I plucked up from a berry bush.
She notices you as you kind of cross and get to the other side of the bridge and watches you slowly approach. And she kind of like strafes back and forth, like side to side, keeping you in sight and like fake charges ahead a couple of times. And then as you get close, it starts sniffing at the berries. And then it starts eating the berries. And after that, two little boar piglets. I mean, they're not piglets. They're big enough to do damage still if they were to come at you. But they're definitely young boars, substantially smaller than the one that's eating out of your hand right now. And they come up and start eating the berries out of your hands, too. Oink, oink, oink.
Kestrel, go get more berries.
Yeah, you're running out.
I run as quick as I can and get more berries.
And then I kind of like point at Kestrel and point at Bors and be like, "Berry friend."
She snorts in approval.
All right. They're cute.
And starts eating the berries out of your hand.
And I swing my axe!
And we have bacon!
Surprise attack!
I've poisoned the berries!
Real quick, this is what you guys know about Odlin's Orchard. The man who ran it is now dead. Nobody's taken over running the orchard quite yet. There was a lady here that volunteered to come by and tend to it a little bit. It's not really her full-time gig. The gentleman who owned the orchard originally, who died, only very recently died.
So do these look like they're actual, like, wild boars, or were these, like, domesticated boars that are just have gone wild since nobody was feeding them and they had nothing better to do?
Yeah, are they like pigs that once they've gone wild, they grow horns? You know, that's a thing.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah. There's some speed. I don't know if it's like all pigs.
But. That's a good question, actually. Well, you guys keep feeding the pigs. I'll look that up. Jebediah, give me a perception check for Turtle.
She's still in like the ravine.
Yep. That's why.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a 25 with a natural 20.
Ah, shit.
She is looking around.
She finds what seems to be a, small humanoid corpse that's buried under the fallen log and in the mud down there.
What's she do?
She kind of like digs at it, barking. scratches at it a little bit, nudges at it, and then it sees something and she comes to you.
I tell her to back up because I don't want the boars to freak out.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So all I right. come to her.
She does, yeah. As soon as she starts, you could definitely tell she's starting to climb the bank. And then she sees you coming, and then she'll kind of get down and look hard at the body, basically point it out to you.
What's that, girl? Jimmy fell
down. Holy shit! It's a body.
Dead in a corpse.
He's dead in a corpse.
Dead in a corpse. It's a gnome, definitely deceased.
Like, I mean, how long are we talking deceased? Like.
Within the last, like, week, couple of days, maybe.
I search for foul play.
It's hard. The clothing here, it's hard to tell if it was well-made clothing or good clothing. The mud and all the gunk here kind of obscures that. However, there is a tube object. Looks like some sort of case.
I grab it.
It's a scroll case.
Is it turned stone to skin?
No, it's not. No, it's not. They weren't giving you an out for that one. You were just going to be stoned. You feeding pigs? You found a scroll case. The boars seem content. And the young pigs go back to the nest, and the mother pig actually seems much, much more calm.
Let's read this scroll case. Or the
Such wow.
Inside the case.
You pop it open. It's a nice scroll case. It's actually watertight. Kept everything nice and dry and clean in here. There's a bottle, a small vial. In between, or kind of inside of the rolled scroll. And it does seem to be a spell scroll of some kind.
Arcane check.
That's going to be 10 minutes. Are you guys going to check the scroll out around the pigs? Or?
Yeah, just play with the boars. Play with the boars for 10 minutes.
And Jeff, you just going to play with the boars?
Everyone will play with the boars.
I get a 17.
They're adorable. You found yourself a scroll of unseasonable squall.
That sounds Gosrin.
And also whatever the vile item is.
There was like no other identifying marks on this guy. Anything that we could use? I mean, I suppose he's probably bloated and whatnot at this point.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The body is very difficult to identify. The only reason you know it's a gnome is because of bone structure and size. Nothing identifiable off of him. Scroll's case isn't marked with anything.
We haven't heard of any gnomes in town gone missing.
Not as of yet, no. You haven't exactly asked either, but...
Well, no, but our sideshow of everyday wonders or whatever they're called...
They have mentioned that there are several people who have gone... Yeah, yeah, they've mentioned that several people have gone missing. They haven't given you explicit detail on who's gone missing. But you could probably ask and find out.
We will have to do that later.
I hand the scroll to Moonlight. It seems up their alley.
What kind of squirrel was it?
It's a third seasonable squall. You issue a blast of sudden wind that ripples outward. Creatures that fail are knocked prone. Flying creatures get a critical failure. Critical failure, knocked prone with a 2d6 damage.
It's a third level spell.
But it disperses fog and mist, too.
It's arcane and primal, though. It can't.
So, don't give it to me, then.
It won't work. In fact, Jeb, you're the only one who can use this.
I take it back, and I was like, you wouldn't understand.
This is actual nature. This is a very Gazran spell, like you said. It has a very Gazran feel. It is a third level spell.
That's a bad guy, right?
It's not bad.
Gazra is not evil, but that's what this Hermitage of the Blessed Lightning is their Gazran druids.
Oh. Yes.
Gazra's true neutral.
Gazra's just the wind and the seas.
The wind and the waves.
So do we just let the boars go back to
Boren?
Being boars?
Or do we take them to the... No, I mean, if we made friends with them, let's bring them to the circus. Why not?
Is there something... I guess we have staples and shit.
Yeah, and if we... And if we decide, bacon.
Yeah, you could take it back to the circus. They'll follow Jeb easily.
Well, and that's 20.
I now have 4 animal companions.
Well, no, no.
Attack! Let's not go
that far. Yeah! No. We can stop right there.
I go to the BBG right now.
Let's duke it out.
It's Robert Baratheon. You win.
My only weakness.
Just make sure he gets drunk first.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you guys head back to camp then? That's kind of what I'm getting
inside. Yeah, I think that's the first thing is take these boars back to camp.
Okay. Well, who's taking the alchemical item?
Oh, Savatri, do a check on that thing while I was checking on the scroll.
That takes a knowledge or a crafting check. We don't have that.
Oh, never mind. Well...
It's kind of what's fucking us now, is we have nobody to craft alchemy.
All over again. If that's the case, who's going to take the Scroll of Unseasonable Squall? That is Jeb, right?
Jeb.
Yeah.
You can throw the vial to me and I'll carry it because I've got a lot of bulk. But it's probably negligible, isn't it? It's probably not even light.
Yes.
I just assumed it was going to sit in our party sheet.
You can just sit in the party sheet. That's fine. So we take the boars back to camp. Is the professor happy to see them?
Well, you guys get into camp, and it's all a bustle with people practicing their acts. Everybody seems to be really excited to try, getting back into it. And now that things are, not exactly calmed down, but everybody's kind of seems to be, moving forward for Myron right now. You get that really distinct feeling throughout the camp. As you come in with the boars, the professor goes, "Oh, Shebatiah, look, you brought them. This is fantastic. Look, they're adorable." Then he goes down to pet one of the boars. "Say, what do we say? What do you say? Do we just keep them? Do we make bacon? Or just kind of..."
"Whoa.
Well,
I'll incorporate them into our next show."
"Okay. Sounds like a plan to me."
"And if they don't pan out, we'll pan them up."
No.
Wow. That was very good.
Well done.
That was very well done.
Okay, well, then, all right. Fantastic. What say you? We start advertising. I got in touch with the young lady from the mill. She is, in fact, very talented. I have her working now. She's using your likenesses. She remembers you all very vividly, apparently. So you will be the centerpieces of her poster advertising.
All right, then.
Let's get to work.
Are we going to go check out the roadhouse, or are we going to take the bearded man's word for it that it's not necessary?
I'm assuming that's a question to the party.
Yeah.
Not to the professor.
But maybe also a bit to the professor. Does he really trust the bearded man's, or is the bearded man just, now a criminal with them and getting drunk all the time? God, no, they're fine. I'm telling you, they're fine.
If you were to actually walk into the mug house and encountered Gideran, the bearded man, you would think that he had just given up and become a ruffian, but I trust Gideran. He's very good at what he does. Right now, he seems to be placating them with ales and tails, so
That was also pretty good.
I feel like Kestrel would get along with these people very well.
Yeah, I feel like I would. I feel like I would. Maybe I'll go be their friend.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and call it. Congratulations, you all have finished Chapter 2.
So if Chapter 2 is done, that means we're level 3, right?
That is correct. Level up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've completely forgotten what I'm going to do at this level.
We might as well. Let's take some time.
So this was not a complicated level for Kestrel, the monk with cleric dedication. I get a general feat with which I took toughness, and I get a skill increase with which I took acrobatics. And really, that is it. Nothing else changes. One of the big things is I'm going to try and remember to actually use one of the features that I actually got at second level, which is Stunning Fist, which I should be remembering every single time I deal somebody damage with Flurry of Blows, which I have not been doing. So that's going to be my biggest change in level 3.
Gimping yourself out of the cage.
Actually play my character correctly.
That's pretty typical, David.
It sure is. See, here's the thing. Like, I fuck up a lot, but I fuck up to my detriment.
All the time, though. Absolutely.
Not more so than I fuck up to my benefit.
Absolutely. Jebediah, what's your third level look like?
Pretty sure third's pretty basic for everyone. I mean, spellcasters get second level spells, so that's neat, which doesn't change too much. I was looking over the spells, and I don't get one because you wouldn't let me take it.
Which one?
Till later. It's that one that's from the book.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a really strong spell that's in this book, campaign, and I don't have it yet, but I'm going to get it.
It's uncommon.
4d10 damage. Sorry, and then I have alertness, increasing perception to expert.
That's big.
General feat, which I believe I just took, was great fortitude, make my saves better, skill increase, I believe I did, nature.
Nice. Well, that's good. That does double duty for you because it acts as medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good skill to max. Well, that's a lot of number boosting shit for you this level then.
And then just, basic to hit and AC and all that jazz.
Right. I just think the boost in perception's big. And is that's druid specifically, right?
That I went up? Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a fight.
I think druid and ranger are the only ones that go up that fast.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems quick, but... Well, then, what about Moonlight's third level? How's that looking over there, Swanee?
The biggest thing is definitely second level spells. Got a new bloodline spell, Touch of Idiocy. My first level signature spell I took is going to be Grim Tendrils. Then got a couple other spells that we'll throw out there when they become pertinent. That's what I'm looking for. Other than that, I took Ancestral Paragon to get a new first level ancestral feat, and I took Leshy Superstition, which just gives me a reaction for a +1 circumstance bonus to a saving throw, so it just kind of gives me some versatility on saving throws. Then for my skill increase, you'll never guess, but I took Intimidation.
Hey, I'm happy to hear that. Fantastic. Then that's going to bring us up with the illustrious Savatri.
I made my cleric a little bit more cleric-y.
How?
Skill increase, I took medicine. I got my second doctrine, which, if I remember correctly, just made me expert in fortitude saves. Spotry's a little beefier, I guess. I got second level spells. They're all kind of worthless. Cleric spells kind of suck.
What? No. They can't be that bad, can they?
They're pretty terrible. I mean, Restoration is garbage, and I don't know why they even kept Restoration. They butchered it.
You think so?
It's bad.
Well, those type of debuffs don't really exist anymore.
Well, I mean, some of the ones that Restoration really took care of.
Yeah, I mean, the main reasons you use Restoration in first edition is gone, so Restoration's garbage.
That's a good point, and I didn't think about that.
Then I got a general feat, which I took Ancestral Paragon. So instead of a general feat, that gives me an ancestry feat. So for my ancestry feat, I took the human feat, Natural Ambition, which then gives me a class feat. I took Healing Hands.
You did it!
I took a feat to take a feat to take a feat.
I knew it! You know, I knew Ancestral Paragon was going to do that for humans. Like, you could do that and grab another... What's the other feat, kind of feat you can grab from a human ancestry? Is it a general feat?
It's a general feat, so...
Like, come on!
Which, as a half-elf, I can do human shit, so it worked out.
But, I mean, Ancestral Paragon is specifically, like, a first level, though. So, I mean...
You could take it whenever. I don't care. It doesn't say that it's a first level only, is it?
No, Ancestral Paragon does say... You gain a first level ancestry feat.
Oh, it has to be a first level ancestry.
So what you get from it is a first level, but natural ambition is a first level feat.
Guys, I can become Jesus.
What? Where'd that come from?
It's a spell.
It's Easter.
I can change water into wine.
Easter has been canceled. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a thing anymore.
No, I can turn water into wine. I'm Jesus.
What spell are you talking about?
Enhance victuals. Changing water into wine or another fine beverage, you're enhancing the food's taste and ingredients. You get wine. You
Kestrel will constantly be over. Hey, can you? It's more ale.
Jebediah, how are you today? Wine, please.
Yes, thank you.
A gallon of it.
Oh, I just my best friend.
Kestrel struggles to wake up early enough to catch Jebediah before he starts preparing his daily spells.
Hey, you're grabbing that one. You're grabbing that wine one, right?
The wine one, right?
Yeah. Just interrupting me constantly. Like, it has to take like 2 hours for me to actually prepare.
So we're saying it's the morning after right now. It's a very nice morning. There are not many clouds at the sky. Just a scattering of clouds in the high atmosphere. One of those really bright late winter days where you really feel the sun when it comes out, and it feels like it's going to be one of those days. It's still a little chilly this early in the morning. It's 8 a.m., but you're all waking up and you're getting your breakfast. Get that coffee that the professor brings around. And I like the idea of the circus sitting around the campfire in the morning. There's a buzz in the air between the performers today. They're all practicing while they're like eating, they're preparing, like people just look like they're ready to start performing again. There's that magic in the air. When the professor brings you guys your coffee near your group, it's like, hey, good morning, everybody. How are you today? You feeling fresh? You feeling more experienced today?
Yes, you know, we finally had an opportunity to rest and not feel like we were about to die, which really is how we spent all of yesterday, feeling like we were about to die. And, yes, I think we're quite good this morning. How are you, Professor?
I'm feeling spry this morning. I got my coffee, things are starting to settle down, and there's that spark in the air. The people are becoming ready.
So are you saying we're going to do another circus here in Aberton?
We're here. The crowds did enjoy our show, I believe. We just need to drum up a little anticipation. We could spend the week advertising and practicing for our next show to plan, a properly plan, for a solid show. One without the direct interference of, you know, interferers.
Yes, yes. What do I need to tell you to make sure that the NPCs handle that? Because I'm really not interested.
For the... You don't want to at all?
No, for the anticipation thing. Like, it's beyond me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Moonlight.
He kind of turns around and looks at Moonlight and...
Do you feel like you could plan for something like this? Or should I start looking somewhere else?
What exactly do we need to plan?
Well,
we never ran a circus before.
We do like advertisements. Jebediah, you've been part of the circus for decades now. You could help out, couldn't you?
I just want to sleep today, dude.
Okay.
Professor,
could
you please tell us the rules you're expecting us to understand for this management of the circus?
And then we'll
answer your questions much more clearly.
So when it comes time to manage the circus, we're going to enter downtime mode, okay? It's a game mechanic.
Good, yes, I understand that. Downtime mode, speaking my language as a PC. Encounter
mode and then exploration mode. This will be downtime mode, yes. I'm done. Okay. All right. So yes, I want to do the next week in downtime mode.
to promote the circus downtime activity is where you spend 2 consecutive days in town generating anticipation for your next circus show. When you attempt a society check, the DC is equal to blah, blah, blah. One other PC can spend 2 downtime days to aid you, which basically means 2 of you go out to promote the circus. That PC... Yeah, that makes sense. That PC does an aid, and they provide a +2 circumstance bonus if they succeed a DC 20 society check.
Jesus, I roll fucking 14 to succeed a DC 20 society.
I could roll 15.
So now all of this is you generate... And again, this is 2 days, so you could theoretically do this 3 times of downtime.
Let's
do it.
Let's try it. The first 2 days.
So we also have to decide before we do promote the circus how much advertisement we want to buy. I mean, essentially, it's do we take the 1 or do we pay 4 gold for 2? We have 17 gold.
No matter what you do to spend on your advertisements, you're going to get the benefit of, or at least add 1 tier to whatever you do. Let's put it that way. Add 1 tier to whatever you spend on advertising.
So you're saying if we bought a tier 2, we would get a tier 3?
Yeah.
How much is a tier 2?
Tier 2 is 5 gold.
How much is a tier 3?
20 gold.
Yeah, let's do a tier 2.
Pay or tier 1, which is only 1 gold.
Let's do a tier 2.
Get that. And remember, if you build too much as anticipation, a successful show is harder to put on.
How much anticipation do you get from tier 3?
4.
4. So it's not like it's all that much.
And I don't know how well we're going to do on these checks.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd say I'm very much worried about how well we do on these checks.
I say we pay for the advertisement. What else can we even get with our gold right now?
So you can buy upgrades, either temporary or permanent.
So, like, for example, at I think at the last show you had the beer temporary upgrade.
Was that paid for by him?
Yeah.
Because that's the only, I mean, quite honestly, the only upgrade we can afford right now is beer.
And if you buy beer, you guarantee hecklers throughout the performance.
I mean, we're going to have beer. Kestrel's here.
So the beer does actually increase anticipation also.
Mm-hmm. By like 2d4, right?
2d6.
Oh, 2d6.
And tricks with the audience trait gain a +2 circumstance bonus. Yeah. And so to give us an idea, we had 15 anticipation last time.
Didn't we end at like 18, though?
And we ended at 18, but we also did it wrong.
So tier 3 advertisement, and then me and Kestrel will make some rolls?
But we're paying for tier 2, and it's going to end up being tier 3, right?
Correct. Right. Yes.
So out of 17 gold, we have spent 5.
Okay.
And then we might be doing beer.
So, I mean, realistically, that's the only 2 things that we can pay for. So,
how much,
at a minimum,
how much was beer?
5.
There's been interesting talk around town. Cubby came to me this morning, and he said yesterday that he had heard a lot of rumblings about the Celestial Menagerie in Aberton. And... I believe, from a mechanical standpoint, their presence probably will diminish our efforts in generating anticipation. It's probably something we should take care of sooner rather than later.
Do we just go ask them politely to leave?
Well, we tried to yesterday, but we were told they weren't around.
Apparently they put on a small gathering performance, a street performance, where they did nothing but talk about how much better they were than circuses they've seen recently. It was all very disturbing, from what I understand. I didn't see it, but I did hear stories.
Then let's go put on a performance and talk about how amazing the Circus of Wayward Wonders is.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Good idea, Kestrel. I'm going to award you 1 hero point for participating.
Fantastic. What are the mechanics involved with doing this, Professor?
So, I believe we'll probably have a more in-depth conversation about it when we get there, but we're going to be looking at performance duels today.
Did I hear a dance-off?
This is the dance-off.
Okay, so here's the plan. we're going to go together because we're not going to split the team, because if this fucking menagerie fucks are around, we want to be able to deal with them as a group. So I say, first thing, let's go talk to Hofton Girl. Let's maybe just check to see how the family's doing, you know, like a fucking, what do you call it? A wellness check or whatever it is. When you like call the police and are like, hey, I'm worried this person might be dead. They go and check on him.
Sure.
That is a wellness check, yes.
Wellness check, yep. So we're going to do a wellness check. We're going to talk to her about doing the posters. And then I say we just kind of meander around, see if we can find these menagerie motherfuckers, and when we'll deal with them if we do. And if not, then, you know, just get some food and hang out.
Oh. I need to buy some replacement picks also.
Picks? Like lock picks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you critically fail, you...
So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do, Mr. DM.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the detailed layout for the day. You guys go knock on the door at Hofton Mill. Because that's the first place that you head up. The mill's still spinning. And as you walk up to the mill, there's actually the father, the man of the mill, is in the garden that's just on the eastern side of the mill where the pumpkins that Spencer was so confused about were. He stands up from behind. You can see him from behind the fence, and he holds up his hand. He goes, ah, hello there. It's nice to see you again. Hold on, I'll come around the front. And he disappears under the mill, and he opens up the big wide doors, and there's little pieces of the wasp nest kind of on the ground scattered around the mill, and you see the miller. I can't remember her name.
Should probably get the daughter's name too.
Sarah is on, like, in the rafters with a little light pick, just picking at the wasp nest to break it up and get it down. And she's got like a smoke stick in one hand, and she's waving it around while she's picking at it. And she waves down at you guys. The husband comes around. His name's Rickard. And he goes, how can I help you? How can I help you folks?
Greetings. We just wanted to stop by and make sure you are doing okay.
Yeah. Cleaning up a mess. A big mess. Lots of sand upstairs, actually. Not really sure what that's all about.
That was the method.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, thanks again for helping.
That makes sense. Are you saying that you knew air methods spewed sand out of the mouth?
Well, I mean, when we got out of the stall that you let us out of, there was a lot of, you know, sand on the ground, and I thought that was a little weird, and there's a bunch of mephits around.
Get this! Air mephits have a breath weapon, for one, and two, that breath weapon is sand. That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Can I help you guys?
We just wanted to see how you were.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're doing great. Just cleaning up right now. Like I said, real big mess, but real grateful to have our lives.
We also wanted to check with your daughter, see how things were going.
Hell yeah,
and
dude.
see if she needed anything from us in order to create the posters.
Oh, that's
anything.
Right. That's right. Actually, you know, oddly, out of the entire mill, her room was completely untouched. So yeah, she's up there right now. You go right ahead. I'm assuming you know where it is.
Yes, we did see it the last time we were here.
Okay. Well, please, yeah, go right on.
Moonlight goes up.
The door is wide open right now, and you see the Ama hunched over her desk, furiously scribbling away at paper. She doesn't even hear you enter.
Moonlight will kind of knock on the door frame to get her attention.
Oh. Oh, hi. Moonlight, right?
Correct.
I'm drawing you right now. Do you want to come look?
I would love to.
And she brings you over, and she's got a drawing, and it looks really good, actually. Striking image of you. Surprising. She hasn't had much time, but she's got one photo or one poster drawn for each of you right now. And yours is the last one, Moonlight. And she just goes, I've been working on them all night. I can imagine you want to start promoting for the next show really soon. I think I could probably have maybe like 5 duplicates of each of these ready by tomorrow.
That would be wonderful.
Oh, that's
awesome.
We do
need to get started.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I couldn't sleep last night. I thought drawing would help, and it was really, really easy to recall you guys, actually. I don't think I'll ever forget you.
They are very good for only seeing us once.
Yeah, and they are. They're striking images. So, I guess I'll get back to work.
And Mulay will, like, pull out 3 tickets and hand them to Aima.
Be like, and she looks down.
For the show this week.
And her eyes light up, and she just goes, "Really? Oh, this is great! Oh, I'm gonna tell Dad about this!"
They're like front row tickets. I mean, I don't even care if we have, like,
backstage passes. Like,
yeah, backstage passes, VIP passes.
Just, like, on the back of the ticket is scribbled VIP.
Yeah. Questions see Moonlight.
She jumps right up out of her desk chair and runs downstairs and tells Sarah about it. Like, she yells at her up as Sarah's in the rafters. "Mom, we got tickets to go see the show!" She's really excited, and Rickert comes over too and says, "Thank you so much again." She's so excited and can't stop talking about you all.
Well, she's helping us a lot with these posters, so it's the least we can do.
Well, thanks again for everything. Have a good day.
You too.
And end scene.
Thank you for joining us here on the MinMax Podcast. We want to encourage you to check out our website, minmax.com, where you can find links to all sorts of different things like our Discord, where you can come and chat with us and other fans of the MinMax Podcast. You can also find our Patreon, where if you'd like to support us, we would really appreciate that. You can also find information about all of these characters that we're playing, like character sheets, backstories, and art. Join us again next week as we continue The Extinction Curse. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.